The Journey of a Sock by Taryn Young. I never really wanted to be blue. I always wanted to be red or patterned, like the others in my packet. One day, completely unexpectedly, I was yanked from my home to face the uncertain fate that so many before me had previously encountered. Thump! I saw brown, plain old brown. I was being pulled away from the others, luckily still with my partner. But that didn't last. Then my body was stretched so much it put me in agony. An oversized, hairy creature was placed inside of me and instantly started sweating like a geyser erupting from the ground. It was as soon as I had been squashed so much that I was almost as flat as a pancake that I entered a dark cave. I was once again squashed when the roof of the cave started pushing down on me. Whenever I was in the cage, I plummeted down to a hard substance and then came back up again before being squashed. This was very uncomfortable. Eventually the trauma ended, or at least that is what I thought, and I was taken out of the hollow chamber. The foul-smelling item, which now reeked, was removed from my middle. Abruptly, I was hurled into a massive silver machine. There was a screeching noise, and I started going round and round in the giant circle, never given a break. I felt the water fall over me, and my conscience bawled I would drown. It was only when all the water plummeted down the tiny holes in the floor that I was removed from the spinning beast, a blast of fresh air, and I rejoiced. I was hung out on a thin line and left to admire the luscious green landscape and the attractive smell of the succulent strawberries that were calling for me to try them. The sky changed colour and steel-grey clouds blanketed the once gorgeous sky. I got wetter and wetter every moment until I was violently pulled off my line and hurried inside to be placed flat in another machine. I hoped this one wouldn't be as bad as the last one. Then a sudden blast of red-hot air and I was heated. After what felt like hours of anxiety, I was finally released from the deadly jaws of the molten lava to be rolled up and dumped on the ground. I stayed there a long time, repeatedly attacked by an animal with sharp claws who clearly thought I was a toy. I had puncture wounds all over my tip. After a few minutes of immobility, I noticed how dishevelled the floor was. It was unbelievable. Then I noticed my apparent genocide. I was all alone, eagerly awaiting my retirement and my return to my familiars. Thump! I saw brown. Plain old brown. I was hurled back into my new home and, in dread, I crawled to the back, hoping never to be seen again.
If you would like to listen to more stories from the BBC Radio 2 500 Words competition, please visit bbc.co.uk/500words. You can even download some and listen on the move.